You know the vibe.
Blog Talk Radio.
Most wanted.
Damn, Rico.
Different.
Killing them.
Tired of talking, I'm just barking on the beat. They know the calling from the streets. When you starving, want a feast. I ain't never say I'm ballin'. I was fortunate to eat. Mama was a slave and I'm just wildin' for my seed. Just doubt and try to scheme. If I'm foulin', let me be. When you hustle like I hustle, you just bound to get fatigued. When you shoot it like I shoot it, they just bound to wanna see. I'm an OG type of nigga and they killin' off my breed. Little shorty keep on trippin', she just wanna learn a G. How I cop up on them lays and keep them things up on my feet. Who them niggas in that form, why the trap never sleep? I'm living what I rap, but I can die for what I preach. 40 cows ain't on the box, they in the box for the beat. They had me locked up in the box, I treat the cell like it's the street. Going hard before the beats, I used to dream to help me sleep. Talking to them lifeless for the keys, they told me hard, but just one thing, keep your mouth closed. Ballers inside, the record outdoor. Too real when them bullets start flying, niggas start dying. I done seen cats go up, and now they lying. Ain't that ironic?
Nah, nah.
Oh,
Osama,
what's up?
I thought y'all needed this.
Most wanted. Through the block, I reminisce on where the best died. Coming from the town where I had to see the best fry. Shot fired, man down, niggas in a stretch. Yeah, coroner's taped off, hope that ain't my blooder. Flexing with this paper, only led that boy to murder. One knew his head, now he's feeling like he's a squirter. Hitting that bitch slid, she broke it, made me nervous. Niggas going back, bite the minute it start working. Had to get my game right, whip it with a purpose. Had to get my weight up like, wait, what's the hurry? I'm about to cake up like bitches when they curvy. Switch up the line, new connect, I'm getting sturdy. Hit him back to back with the crime like we purging. East end to west end, nigga, I ain't worried. Real niggas respect men who hustle with a purpose. Young niggas gon' check shit, these demons make you nervous. Known about themselves, you sit in or you working. Jump right out the state, but now my pen stay worthy. Nah, nah,
nah, nah, nigga.
Woo! Jacket got me thinking, is this a Fendi fit? Most wanted been the strip, bitches hopping in the whip. Guns with all type of mind, make me do a semi-flip. We just tryna somersault, it's gone before they ship it in. Shorty fuck for Nathan, told us, skip the conversation. Tryna ball out with the greatest, fuck they hating, they debating. Me say get the money, cause the pussy always waiting. Drifting with the juice, it's only right, we got them chasing. Dreaming, niggas dropping statements, I done seen it. Beaming, them hitters used to chase it, now they need it. Stacking up the gravy to get him sauced if we beat them. Nah, nah.
All y'all know, I'm not to be played with, man.
And tell what it's up. It's your boy Scarface Low. You already know what it is when you hear the sound. Most wanted. 2020, nigga.
I put on for the hood, nigga. We good.
Hey, yo, you already know what it is. It's your boy Flock Geyser, BX in the motherfucking building. Tune in or you tuned out for the record radios where the independent artists matters the most. I am your host tonight, Flock Geyser. You already know what's going down. We here for an old hour. And my special guest is definitely in the building. I want y'all to wait on it. Hold on. Y'all know how we moving around here, man. If you're listening to the link, that's great. We appreciate it. But if you want to be a part of the show, all you got to do is call in tonight, 929-477-2425. You already know, man, the independent artist game here is serious. We do this shit 7 days a week in different states with different hosts. I want to shout out my whole team for doing their thing. You feel me? For working with me. You know I'm hard-headed, but y'all still love me, and I love you back. That's worth of anything, man. Without y'all, there'd have been no me, and I could face that fact, man. I appreciate you, fellas. Hey, yo, tune in or you tuned out. Callers, do not hang up. You know how we do. We got to spin my guest song before we bring him on. And he's definitely, definitely a major key. Let's get it, man. This is the song that I actually heard and I was like, hold on. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. And now we here. I'm going to let y'all hold on to that. Check this shit out. This shit is called Overdue. You know what I mean? I'm going to just let it let this shit sink in on him, G. I got you.
Trillion.
should stop helping people, they overdue. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they overdue. Look, I done seen battles, ain't even unfolded to. Look, if you act bad and them people run over you. Look, soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look, I done seen balance, ain't evil, I'm bold to do. Look, if I done bad and them people run over you. Look, I done seen balance, ain't evil. Blood on my people. They said it don't run when I need you. I'm guessing they need you. Dying to meet you, they killing they self. Truly be threatening Nietzsche. Scary movie, secret. About to call the reality set in. Really a weapon, I'm good in your section. Calico on the floor, give me your blessing. With the mob, if you playing, you enter the stretch. No question. Respect everybody, I learned a few lessons. Them blessings. Completed my mission, I'm waiting on the next. Flex. Waiting on signal, I run in. Oh, look. Booked for a show and I plan on the road. Cause I'm booked. Soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look, I done seen battles, ain't even unfolded to. Look, if you act bad and them people run over you. Look, soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look, I done seen bad, I seen evil, I'm bold as you. Look, in front of bad and them people run over you. Look,
give me my flowers, babe. Give me my flowers. Your whole lifetime and the hours that I work, yeah, it's been an imbalance, babe. You don't know my worth. Secret society send me medallions, hey. Blessed by why your ring castle, the vessel is in the challenge, hey. They would've quit with as long as it took. Forging the flames, yeah, I'm covered in soot. Did what they wanted, they did what they could. They should've known, run them over like shook. Give me my black so they overdue. Under the hood, I'll run over you. As real, give me 90, no Roman numeral. It's 93 and I was blowing lumen. True, I don't think they know that I've known Calico since 08. For real, pull up in the lane and I snatch them off the throne like road rage. I will, oh wait, man, light and ice, I'ma let the whole skate. Still, yeah, I hope that I do not break for the glow shit.
Soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look, I done seen battles, ain't even unfolded to. Look, if you act bad and them people run over you. Look, soon as you stop helping people, they over you. Look, give me my flowers right now, cause they over you. Look, I done seen bad, I seen evil, I'm folded to. Look, if I done bad and them people run over you. Look.
Yeah, you already know what's the fucking vibe. Hey, yo, my man, let them know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
Yo, what's up, fam? This is Knox Bond. I am the founder, owner, and CEO of Next Level Syndicate, which is, man, almost 1,000 people now of a Universal Music Group distributed label. And I own the number one DJ coalition on Google.
Yo, Google that shit, man. Give the people your social media where they can find you so everybody who may not know who you are can go and follow you, boss.
You can find me on Instagram under Knox Bond, N-O-X, Bond like James Bond. And then you can also find me under Real Life Music LLC and Next Level DJ Coalition on Instagram. Those are both my companies. And then you can go to our websites, reallifemusicllc.com, nextleveldjcoalition.com, and you can pretty much tune in everywhere. There's mixtapes, online radio, FM radio.
You got it, y'all. Fuck your shit, dog.
All hip-hop, World Star, YouTube, all that, you know.
Yo, this guy's not regular. He's nonchalant right now. He is not regular. He is grinding. if there was 27 hours in a day, he would use all 27, man. I want to salute your grind. I want to salute what you're doing. Salute to the whole Next Level DJ Coalition, man. If y'all listening, salute from For The Record Radio, man. I definitely respect what y'all doing. I love what y'all doing. I see it all, man. I see it all. But, yo, Knox, what's up with that Overdue? Let the people know with the feature, the video. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, bro, listen, that's my brother, Trill Will, my business partner, chief operating officer of Real Life Music and Next Level DJ Coalition. You know, we've been working together for about 5 years now, 6 years now, somewhere around now. And both of us have really paid a lot of dues and, you know, made a lot of moves and collected a lot of accolades and achievements and built really great teams of people with good energy around us. And, you know, so it came together outside of music. And then as we built our friendship, it turned into a music thing as we built our brotherhood. And, you know, I think we're each other's favorite artists for the most part, right? Like, so we really complement each other very well. We're both very authentic. You know, that's why he was the first artist I signed to Real Life Music. You know, and a big part of the reason that I decided to go from the lane of just being an artist to being an executive, which it's funny, you know, I stop being an artist and I get 2 million streams on Spotify. Isn't that crazy?
That's a fact.
That's Trill Will Israel. You know, that's Trill Will Israel on Instagram. Trill Will 386 on Instagram. You know, he's got a blue check mark and 500,000 followers.
Where did y'all shoot that video at? That's a fire video.
Man, I appreciate that, man. We shot that right here in Wichita, Kansas. You know, that Wichita, Kansas is my hometown. I've been here for over 20 years. And we kind of started planning the video. And as we planned the video, you know, the DJs contacted us and said, hey, we want to take part in the video. And then it turned into a concert. And then it turned into two videos and a concert. But, yeah, man, like I think like 10 different people flew from across the country to be here to be part of that video.
That's amazing, man. Look how things come together, huh? Man, I congratulate
man,
you. That's an
amazing
video. Yo, everybody who listens, yo, let them know where they can go see that video so they can see that we not bullshit. We ain't just talking and hyping it up. Go ahead, let them know.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And for years, listen, we've been in the streets. Like, our first music video was shot in St. Louis, you know. And then we were at South by Southwest for Austin. You know, we move around. We go around. Trill travels the country all over. But, yeah, so you can go to my director and my engineer, Humble Greatness, on YouTube. And it's on his YouTube, and then, you know, we're going to release that one on BET. We're going to release that one on, you know, all of the outlets, and Universal's going to do the distribution for that video.
Okay, bet. Definitely. Callers, do not hang up. We're going to get to you right after this song. Yo, tell them a little bit about 32 Degrees. Let's talk about this, because I actually sat down and heard it. Man, G, go ahead. Tell them a little about it.
All right. So basically, my label's called Real Life Music because we want to have authentic music that represents people's lifestyle. So what I do is I just talk about things that nobody else talks about. And so a lot of people in the music industry claim to be masons, and they're not. And they don't have anything to back it up, and they're using our symbols, and they're representing us poorly, and they're incorrectly representing us. So, you know, I'm here as an official, you know, Supreme Council certified sanctioned Freemason. I'm a 32-degree Freemason, and, you know, I just want to give the proper light on Freemasonry, because it's one of the best things that there is in life in the universe. It's one of the best things that the planet has going for it. You know, we just help the world become a better place in every aspect. And I think that the artists that are using Freemasonry as like, oh, Illuminati, like, they're two completely separate things. And I just want people to understand that when you're out here and you're claiming that you're a Freemason, what you're saying is you're a man of integrity, of morals, and of ethics. And you're somebody who obeys the law. And who,
very,
very thorough background check and been approved by a group of people who are very picky on who they would approve. So it's like, you know, or like a female, right? Like a female going out there saying, you know, oh, okay, well, Rihanna is a Freemason. No, she's not. Well, how do you know she's not? Well, how do you know? Because it's a she. She's a female. She's not a Freemason. End of story. Is there anything else?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? So 32 degrees is basically me saying I'm different than everybody else. Like when I'm saying the first part, I said, Pops told me if I wanted a girl, then ignore her. Do me. And she's going to see exactly what I'll do for her. Oh. Right? So basically, I'm putting a song and I'm saying, listen, my dad, rest in peace to my pops, he told me exactly how to get a girl. All I got to do is completely ignore her and go live my life. Right? And then I said, okay, so 32 degrees and BET made me a Moor. Now, Drummer Boy and my DJ and A&R on a tour. So I'm saying, okay, so this ain't got nothing to do with women. I'm living my life, and on my life, I'm a 32-degree Mason, a 90th-degree Moor, and I've got tours going on where, you know, the celebrity Drummer Boy is a friend of mine, and he was actually on a tour with one of my DJs while I wrote those lyrics. So that's why we call it real-life music, you know what I mean? And then I said, treat a MILF like milk. Under the light, you get spoiled. You see what I'm saying? So there's some words. So there's a lot of words.
A lot of wordplay about to come at people, huh?
You know, metaphors and symbolism. And I'm going to let the song speak for itself. But basically, that's what I'm saying. This song, and it just kind of is different. It sets the tone. It sets the stage of, like, I don't care about nobody else. I'm here for me to build my empire, to build my enterprise. I'm not here to impress women. I'm not here to do anything. I'm here to become a high-level lateral, I guess, sideways, because it's technically not high, right? It's lateral. There is no higher degree than the third degree. So we are all on the level upon the third degree. I don't care what right you're in or anything else, but the easiest way to put it is a high-level Mason. Like, I want to take Masonry as far as I can take it. That's why I'm, you know, working on writing a book report for the Supreme Council. So, yeah, go ahead and run that record, my guy.
It's about to go down.
Yeah. Hey, real life. Yeah. Knox Bond. Hey. Listen.
Yeah.
Hey, Pops told me if I wanted a girl, then ignore her. Do me and she gon' see exactly what I'll do for her. 32 degrees and BET made me a Moor. Now Drummer Boy and my DJ and A&R on a tour. Treat a MILF like milk, under the light you get spoiled. Hot boy, wet girl, yeah, we make it boil. Got it out the mud, fingernails covered in soil. My soul is old, I traded gold for aluminum foil. Gold, old soul, new flavor, cold. Media mogul with newspapers. I was a playwright and a news anchor. Now I make a wave that removes anchors. Flooded, I compete with you without a budget. Give it to the people and they love it. I'ma take it to the public. And what I say about a gate, did you or did you not watch it break? Earthquake, make it shake, all gas, no brakes. Next level since 08, baby swimming in her mouth like Colgate. Haters want me back to my old ways. Running from the law like OJ.
Pops told me if I wanted a girl, then ignore her. Do me and she gon' see exactly what I'll do for her. 32 degrees and BET made me a Moor. Now Drummer Boy and my DJ and A&R on a tour. Treat a MILF like milk, under the light you get spoiled. Hot boy, wet girl, yeah, we make it boil. Got it out the mud, fingernails covered in soil. My soul is old, I traded gold for aluminum foil. Yeah, and we at 67 labels now. Every preacher wanna save a child. I just wanna win for every day we fail. Put it on the track and the train derail, yeah. I don't chase her, I replace her, yeah. I'm
sliding in like Frasier, yeah. I'm looking like I'm from Asia. We gon' make it out the matrix. 32 degrees, double-headed eagle on my ring. Do it for my team, I don't ever sleep, I'm chasing dreams by any means. It's next level, real like BET. I don't let them breathe, put on their neck and make them weak. World in my hand, yeah, I'm the man, yeah, and the man, yeah. I got a lot of love for the fans, yeah. Sticking to the plan, even after I'm a granddad. Put that heat in and expand, yeah. Pop told me if I wanted a girl, then ignore her. Do me and she gon' see exactly what I'll do for her. 32 degrees in BET, maybe a more. Now drummer boy and my DJ and A&R on a tour. Treat a milk like milk, under the light you get spoiled. Hot boy, wet girl, yeah, we make it boil. Got it out the mud, fingernails covered in soil. My soul is old, I traded gold for aluminum foil.
What up, DJ Nunnis? We on that tour right now. Real life and no life. Next level. Turn up, shout out to my DJs, all 700, let's go.
Yeah. You already know what's going on, man. Tune in. Tuned in, or you motherfucking tuned out. You know what it is. This is For the Record Radio, where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host tonight, Flock Geyser. Y'all know what it is, man. Call in 929-477-2425. I got my special guest in the building. He's different. Yo, Knox, man. Yo, I felt that shit, man. You told the whole story and nothing but facts. You could tell in your voice you want something. You know what I mean? Yo, shout out to your DJ, fam. You know what I mean? A lot of artists don't give enough props to their DJs or their producers or anybody like that, their engineers. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody doing their thing on that side of things, man.
Man, listen, I love my DJs, bro. I mean, it's like I'm not shit without my DJs. I'm literally not only me, but everybody. But man, just really like the DJs, I have so much appreciation for you. That's why I give free flyers. That's why I do free radio placement. It's why I, you know, put people in touch with other people and then just step away and let them build and let them do whatever is best for them without trying to middleman it, without, you know, that's why other DJ coalitions have actually been born inside our DJ coalition, because I have that, you know, it's a family type of thing. Like, I love the DJs. They're my family. They're my brothers. I just want to be able to give them every opportunity that I can. So, like, the DJs come and they'll be like, hey, these artists, they rip us off. We run them to the top of the fucking mountain, and then we get there, and they just kick us to the side, and they pick somebody else up and run with them. And, you know, we might get $10,000, $20,000, but that artist gets millions. They get millions, and it's not fair. And, you know, because without me, they wouldn't have been there. And it happened with this person, it happened with this person. They give me names, locations, events, backstories. You know what I'm saying? Of different times it's happened in the industry. So I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. You bring me an artist. I tie you into the contract. You get 10% of anything that artist touches for the rest of their life. Mm. I don't care how they feel about it, because I'm paying it off the top. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just basically took the rules of the music industry, and I broke all of them. And I said, I don't like this industry. I don't like how it operates. I don't like the rules. I don't like the way it's set up. I think that all of it is completely one-sided, and the way that it works is weird, and it's just not set up properly. So I literally, from the ground up, from one DJ, from DJ Birdstick in Germany in 2008, you know, I built my own, not DJ coalition, but music industry. Because DJ coalition is a word, right? But it's not the right one.
Right.
This is syndicate shit, man. You feel what I'm saying? This is a syndicate. This is empire shit. This is enterprise shit. Meaning that it's multi-industrial. It crosses industries. So the music industry as a whole consist of the music, the promotion, the marketing, and the sales, and the touring of the music. So when I say that I built a music industry, I mean from the bottom to the top. We create the music, we present it, we market it, we distribute it, and then we tour, but all of it's in-house, right? Like, we have our own touring company. We have our own modeling company to pull from. We have our own radio station. We have our own radio network. And, like, you know, we've been blessed enough that shout out, major, major shout out, you know, CL at DigiWax for the plug, and Sway in the Morning's program director. And Sway in the Morning and Fade 45, you know, we were blessed that they became a part of our radio network, to where we were able to place DJ Sean Money on Sway in the Morning on Fade 45. So it's like we have all of these things that we can do in-house. And, you know, now I've got to change my pitch, right, because that was the old. Now we're signed to Universal. So,
right.
You know, it's like, yeah, I haven't even begun to actually look at what's available to me or to change my pitch based on, wait a minute, hold on, I'm signed to Universal. I'm just thinking of the brand, right? Like,
right.
I got the Universal brand. I could say Universal, but and that's I think that should tell you what you need to know. And shout out to Zarefeth Enterprises LLC, you know, Black Executive Triad, 50/50 Music Group, you know, that whole fan, Full Circle Music Group. But that should tell you, right, is that we've built such a strong system that even when I'm signed to Universal, it's not the first thing I say.
Right.
I don't say, you know, I don't lead off with, okay, well, you know, we got the Universal brand, because, you know, that is amazing. And the doors that have opened at Universal are massive. I got to, you know, look into everything that's available to me. And we're in a transitional period, and I'm also in a period where I personally don't want to run the company. So at the same time, like, I'm not going to be the one that's, you know, eyes on and being like, okay, this is what's available, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. You know, I probably will be, but theoretically, you know, we got presidents and vice presidents and COOs. And I'm
right, you built,
founder,
you built
the CEO.
You built the empire. Yeah, you built the empire.
Right.
Good, Mr. Bum. You feel me? Real talk. Real talk.
You know.
Hey, yo, call.
There's a thousand people.
You. Callers, do not hang up. Stay right there. Do not
hang
up.
Oh,
man. We got callers on deck for you. You know what? I'm going to let them ask you a question. Callers, be prepared to ask
your
question.
Yeah, yeah.
We
don't want
to.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
callers on the
line. Let's get it then. Yo, caller, who are you, where you from, and what you do? We live.
Yo, what's shaking, Gaza? What's up, Knox Bond?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. This your boy Pops from Chop It Up with Pops 420 right here on For the Record Radio.
Yo, what up?
Man, what is going on, man?
Man, I appreciate you being on the line, bro.
Hell
man.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you being on For the Record Radio, man. You really put in a lot of work, bro.
Bro, it's been a lifetime. It's been a lifetime of work. I appreciate For the Record work. You know, I appreciate Boss.
Man, 100.
Oh, yeah, man.
100. Hey, yo, Pops, how your day going, man?
Man, it's been a long day, guys. It's been a
long
day.
Day, brother.
Just sitting back, relaxed a little bit with Dirty Diana. Smoking my little biscotti and some Gorilla Glue 13.
Okay. My man, Minnesota in the building.
We in here heavy, man.
Hey, yo, Pops.
Question, man. Yeah.
Definitely.
Sure.
You read my mind. Go ahead.
Knox Bomb, let me ask you a question. You smoke weed?
Yeah, right now I'm smoking some jet fuel mixed with some runs.
Oh, hell yeah. And
you're
a connoisseur like I am. Okay, so check it out. Here's my question. Do you prefer a blunt, a bong, or a bowl?
Man, it's like Danny Brown said, blunt after blunt after blunt after blunt after blunt after blunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, man. All right. Hell yeah.
I said in one of my songs, I said, smoke a blunt while I roll one.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, that part. You
know? I'm gonna roll a blunt right now.
Hey, yo, Pops, do me a favor, Pops. Let the world know what you do around here on For the Record Radio, my man.
For sure. Every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, I have a show right here on For the Record Radio where the independent artist matters the most. It's called Chopping It with Pops 420. I invite local independent artists into my crib. They sit on my couch. We smoke some weed. We give them an interview. We play the music. And we do giveaways. We do this on Facebook, Instagram Live, and on For the Record Radio, so you can listen and see what's going on behind the scenes. See what we do while we're not on the radio. You know what I'm saying? And get done.
You sound cool as hell, bro. You got to join our fam. Go to nextleveldjcoalition.com. Click on where it says register. We're built different. We don't charge nobody no type of dues. And it's like, it's more like a brotherhood or a sisterhood. So, like, you're joining the family, you know what I mean? And we do everything we can for you. We do everything you can for us and everybody else.
Hell yeah, man. I'll definitely do that, man.
Hell yeah. Hey, yo, Pop,
I appreciate
man. I know you got a request.
Oh, shit. I do, but I don't think you got it.
Ah, shit. Don't say it then, Pops. You know I hate that shit.
I know. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and listen to some more of this young man's Knox Bond's music. What's some of his stuff on?
Man. Yo, he done raised the alarm. Don't you think, Knox Bond?
Man, I'm telling you, bro. That raised the alarm. You know, that's that little...
Hell yeah, man.
Yo. We not even going to let you give no insight on it. We want the world to hear it. Callers, do not hang up. Yo, Pops, Minnesota, stand up. You already know we here every Thursday. We chop it up with Pops. But right now, Pops done raise the alarm.
Hell yeah.
Give
him a call, 929-477-2425.
Real life.
Hey, y'all. Give him a holler.
No, it's first off, the whole industry started in the 20s, 40, all these Hennessy. If you don't like me, you an enemy. And it's real life, I'm what these rappers just pretend to be. Can't pretend to love them. From the level, I'm above them. I'll make me and my brothers rich. Next level's not a record label, we a government. Oh, you be in the club, yeah, we be in the stool. Bad to turn your blue. 10,000 it'll never call you. We in VIP and I never saw you. Ayy, cut it like space. Bad blowing like grenade. Ayy, 20-year wait. I don't my age. Oh, behave, never that, no bad. Want that pole in her back, no talk. My talk when she back home. I save the number in my trap phone. Oh, yeah, raise the alarm. White boy never seen a farm. Hey, yeah, raise the alarm. Black and white on my arm. Hey, hey, yeah, raise the alarm. Look up in the sky and my future in the stars. Hey, yeah, raise the alarm. Taking down the gates and the guards. Hey, I'm too cold, fresh out the freezer. Black and white dimes, I got stripes like a zebra. Well known, might catch amnesia. Step on my toes, nothing left but your sneakers. Ooh, raise the alarm. White boy never seen a form. Ooh, drop like a bomb, but I bet I leave with a charm. Ooh, closing down the gates on these pawns. Picking up my streams while you yawn. Ooh, I'm really in your face like a mom. Expose you if you fake, then you're gone. Real life, better know the deal. 50-50 split with the box to the teal clothes. Think twice if you trying to be a billfold. You gon' be sitting on your... Then you will know. Ooh, yeah, raise the alarm. White boy never seen a farm. Hey, yeah, raise the alarm. Black and white on my arm. Hey, hey, yeah, raise the alarm. Look up in the sky and my future in the stars. Hey, yeah, raise the alarm. Taking down the gates and the guards. Raise the alarm.
Next Level DJs is in the fucking building. You either tuned in or you motherfucking tuned out. You know the vibes. This your host, Fly Geyser. For the Record Radio is where the independent artist matters the most. I'm here with my man, Knox Bond. You heard? What's good, Knox? Yo, Knox, man, I like that one. It was definitely different than the other songs that we just played. You feel me?
Absolutely, absolutely. That was a different type of vibe. You know what I mean? That's like there's levels to everything. You know what I'm saying? That's like the level where I kind of talk my shit.
Yeah, I felt that though. I felt that, man. Mm-hmm. You know, some people just gotta talk their shit sometime. Ain't nothing wrong with that shit. A lot of motherfuckers gonna love it. Mm-hmm. A lot of motherfuckers gonna hate it. And either way, none of that shit matters because you got to do you. You feel me? Shit. That shit for the record.
Man, listen. For the record. You know what I'm saying? For the record. Because we're going to get some shit on record here. All right?
Let's get it.
For the record, I was 4'10" until I was like fucking 12, 13 years old. So I was small. And I had a lot of like ferocity. But I also had like that Napoleon complex, right? To where it was like I was always like ready for a fight. So that's the type of personality that I had. Now, on top of that, I went and I got trained. And I'm 12th ranked third generation JKD teacher of Bruce Lee's martial arts. And I'm Department of Homeland Security Anti-Terrorist Combat Certified. I'm the baddest motherfucker I know. And that's just no cap. And so
well,
because
God
of that.
Well, goddamn, Commando. Shit.
You,
say
yeah,
that one more
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's just. You know, I mean, I know 14 ways to break somebody's neck without a weapon. I know,
yeah,
you know, I know.
You're soaking in a lot of knowledge, huh?
Well, yeah,
a
because it's
knowledge.
Like. As we're living this life, it's up to us to learn, right? School teaches you how to learn. And then it's up to you to take that and apply it to what you want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did is I took it and I applied it for years, for, you know, a long period of years. And I want to be unfuckwittable. That's the word I used, is I say I want to be unfuckwittable. So if I'm in a club and I'm surrounded by three guys, you know, they surrounded by me. I'm not concerned at all. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. You know? So I went and I trained and I made sure. And it's funny because, you know, I'll run into people that they think, oh, okay, this dude, he don't look buff. He don't look big. He looks like somebody I can intimidate. And it's about the same as trying to, like, intimidate a lion. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm just,
right.
I might just be minding my own business. Leave me alone. Be good. But then you come and provoke me, I'm going to bite your fucking head off.
As you should, my nigga. Real talk, no, man. Hey, yo, we here live. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Yo, we here live now. We on the next level, man. We here with the lion. You feel me? Real shit, my nigga. Yo, that I love that analogy, man. That shit was beautiful. Let me ask you a question though. When did you take everything that you're doing so serious to put so many people on? You know what I mean? Because yo, I salute you, man. You show love to many, many people, and so many people fuck with you. It's because of who you are. I've done had personal conversations, so I can understand this person you are, how people gravitate to you, brother. But what made you at what point in life was like, you know what, this is what I want to do?
Well, when I was about 5, I had this image pop up in my head of this white mansion that was just solid as a fucking rock, and it's always been there, and it's never left. When I was about the same age, about 5, 6, I had the weirdest idea come into my head that I wanted to own everything on the planet. And then when I started with poetry, started writing poetry, because there was just so much shit going on in my head. I was like, I was fucking nuts. I was getting kicked out of school. I went to a behavioral rehab center in Texarkana, and this is before rap. This is Knox Bond before rap. It's really fucking dangerous. All right. So I was getting to the point at school where I got kicked out every time I went. So every time I went to school, and I was outright insubordinate. Like it wouldn't be like go to the teacher's or go to the principal's office and they put their head down and they go. It'd be like go to the principal's office and I'm suck my dick. You go to the fucking principal's office, bitch. I'm leaving. You know what I mean? Like, and walk out the front door. Like I was openly insubordinate. Right. So like at one point in time, like I got suspended. I think they said, man, I know it almost sounds crazy at this point, but they said I got suspended 80 times in 1 year. Right. So like every time that I went, you get a 1 day suspension or in school suspension or 2 day suspension, or 3 day suspension, whatever it is. So I was wild. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I was just crazy. I was doing just all types of crazy shit. And then I went to this behavioral institution in Texarkana, you know, as a child, and started a riot. I started a riot at this behavioral institute. I remember it like to this day. It was crazy. There was like a whole strategy. Like it was like somebody was going to ask what time it was. And when they asked what time it was, shit was going to get set off. And then everybody in the fucking place went up and like we started flipping shit over and like throwing fucking like glass and all types of shit. And some people got hit in the head with 2x4s. So I got kicked out of the behavioral institute. So Knox Bond without rap was dangerous. You know, I mean, like it was very dangerous.
So Knox, you could agree that music saved your life.
Music saved my life. When it started with poetry, and poetry didn't do it. Like it was still like I was trying to release what I was going through with words. And it just wouldn't, it wouldn't sit. I was still feeling the same feelings. And so when I put it to music, when I put it to a beat, it actually started so simple. It started because I had already perfected grammar with poetry at a very early age. And so my brother was having a cypher in an apartment complex with like 4 or 5 dudes. And I walked up and just started rapping. I saw what they were doing. I was like, I can do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I started rapping. Yeah. But when I started rapping, I didn't know what punchlines and similes and metaphors were, but I was using them. So every time that I said something clever, which to me was poetry, right? This was what I had been doing. Every time I said something clever, like, they reacted. Like, whoa, what did you just say? And I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
Do that.
Okay. So I'm pretty good at this. You know what I mean? So I'm pretty good at this. And then my dad, rest in peace to my dad, I said, look, I want to be a rapper. And he said, okay, well, listen, millions of people have wanted to be a rapper since the 80s.
Right.
So what makes you different? Ugh. And I took what he said. And that's the moment I became serious. As a child, when my dad said, what makes you different? Everybody wants to be a rapper. And that became my blueprint. And my blueprint was very simple. It was just like he said, what makes you different? So I looked around and I said, what makes me different? And there was absolutely nothing that made me different than everybody else who wanted to be a rapper. So I said, okay, out of all these people who want to be a rapper, I'm going to a studio, and I go to a studio, okay? So now I've got recorded music, and I could stand in that same group of people, and I could say, what makes me different? Okay, I went to a studio. You didn't. Something does make me different. But now what makes me different out of everybody else who went to the studio? Everybody goes to the studio. So that now I'm back in the same fucking bucket, right? So then I go, okay, well – if everybody goes to the studio, I'm using industry producers. First thing I did is I'm using producers who make beats for famous people already. And I didn't know how I was going to make it happen, but that's what I did.
That was the goal.
And so now it's what makes you different. We all record in a studio. Well, my beats make me different. Okay, cool. Well, then I learned all this shit is subjective. So just because you got a $5,000 beat, if you play that next to another song, this guy right here might like the other song better.
Mm-hmm.
There might be 100 different reasons, but he might like the other song better because music is subjective. So now
right.
I'm learning, oh, shit, okay, well, just because I have better beats, that doesn't necessarily mean that that makes me better, right? That doesn't mean that somebody's going to like my music better. So what can I do that makes me different? Okay, well, you got to go to a better quality studio. So I went to a better quality studio. And then it was, okay, well, what does nobody else do? Oh, okay, I'm going to have my music mastered. So then I'm using now and that was the minute where it's like I'm one level away from many, many people in the industry. Like I'm using Drake's mastering engineer. And I'm using DJ Khaled's mastering engineer. So if you do the degrees of separation, I'm 1 degree away from Drake and from DJ Khaled by using their mastering engineer. So by using their mastering engineer, and that was just simply based off of, okay, I need to have my music mastered. Who's the best person I can get to master my music? And then, of course, I came to the same conclusion as Drake and DJ Khaled. They're the best person to use. So I used Chris Athens. Right? Shout out Chris Athens. So Chris Athens did my mastering, and now it's like, okay, now let's compare my music that's produced by Minority, who produces for fucking Lil Wayne, and then mastered by Drake's mastering engineer. Now let's bring this back over here and play it with these street corner rappers.
Wow.
Now I'm killing them. But now I have to go, okay, so now I'm in a different level. Normally people need a team for this, whatever the reason is, but now I'm competing with people who are in professional studios, who have their shit engineered, who have mastering engineers, who have really expensive beats. So all of these people I'm competing with have money. And
right.
they're like doing the same thing that I'm doing, but they're like living a whole lifestyle. They're drug dealing. They're doing all this shit. I'm not. I'm living
right.
an honest lifestyle where I have a job. I'd smoke weed, but I don't even sell it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it takes a lot longer because it's all legal. It's all where they get money quick. You know what I'm saying? They also go to jail quick or get killed. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, well, I'm over here and I'm just keeping my nose. And then, you know, I had situations where my studio got robbed and I had to go to the hood with a shotgun. You know what I'm saying? Like just on some real shit, like just to, you know, and it wasn't on no, listen, I got to prove myself. It was on some, hey, I got a feeling you broke into my studio, but I'm not just going to run up in the hood by myself. So I got to have a shotgun. So I rolled up with a shotgun over my shoulder like Clint Eastwood. You know what I'm saying? And walked up to the crib and knocked and said, listen, I'm about to go through all your shit and see if you stole my studio. And if you did, I'm going to kill you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it is what it is. Like, I hope you didn't steal my shit. That motherfucker's looking at me like, holy shit, this is crazy. Let him in. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, let him in. So it's like I'm living the actual life and I'm dealing with people that are in higher circles than me just
right.
by doing what I know needs to be done. So now
right.
it's like then we get to the crux, right? So now I'm using the same producers and mastering engineers as industry artists, pretty much anybody you can name from Jay-Z to Drake. So as far as the music content and the quality, then that's who it's in comparison with. That's who I'm on the same. So now I have to sit here and I have to be a man. I have to accept responsibility and accountability and first say that I'm not at their level, that I'm not at that position. And then and only then am I able to say why. Okay, what are they
right.
doing that I'm not doing? And because
right.
most artists can't do that. They can't get to that position because of their sense of entitlement and of right, like I'm right. I'm supposed to be the best artist in the world. All I need is a budget. All I need is a team. They haven't found
Man,
enough.
Man, you telling me.
You see
dog.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
They ain't found enough. They ain't, You know what I'm saying? And it's like they have this sense of, oh, listen, all I need is one platform. And it's like, oh, okay, what is your dream? Listen, if I had 1 million views on WorldStar, I did that 5 years ago. Now what?
Right.
Oh, well, what happens when you get 1 million views on WorldStar? Well, yeah, but that's when the leg – get the fuck out of here. Nah, bro, I got 1.5 million on WorldStar, and my artist Trill Will and my brother Trill Will has fucking 4 million on WorldStar. So, okay, now what? And then you get a blank look. Oh, okay, that's cool. I want 1 million streams on Spotify.
Hey, yo,
I want 1 million streams on Spotify. You... All right, well, I got 1 million streams on Spotify in 41 days. Now what, motherfucker?
Hey,
like,
yo,
we keeping it real here. We keeping it in stack. We keeping
it
in build.
The
then what?
We're
then what?
It
oh, well, then
right
a lady
now.
Wants to sign. No, they don't.
Yo,
no, they don't.
Yo, not
no,
not
no, they don't.
Hey, yo, hold on. Hey, yo, we got 8 minutes left. Yo, callers, don't hang up. Yo, if y'all listening on the link right now, yo, this is Knox Bond. He's grinding. You hear him going off. I told him, be him, do what he do. So that's what he's doing. Yo, callers, don't hang up. Yo, let's get to these callers, G.
Let's get them.
I bet. Yo, caller, who are you, where you from, and what do you do?
Yo, man, what's cracking, man? 3G's Cash Out, man. I don't pull in the motherfucking building, man. Independent artist, man.
What's good, Cash Out?
Yo, what's good, my guy?
Man, living life. Blessed and highly favored. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Taking day by day, man. You know?
Yes, sir.
Working hard, man. Studio grinding. All that, man.
Hey, yo, this independent right here, this independent artist is working hard, man. He actually been grinding so hard. He's been hitting the studio. And, yo, G, tell him what you got going on.
Yo.
Yeah, tell him what you got going on, Cash Out.
Oh, man, And I'm working on this little tape and stuff with my new team and all that. 3G's, get guap game, you know what I'm saying? I've got hooks, you know what I'm saying? You need some fire hooks, you know what I'm saying? I got it for you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't charging at the moment, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Anything to do with the music, man, I can help, man. You know what I'm saying? R&B singer, hip hop, whatever.
Yeah, dope. We'll have to link up, bro. So as far as it just depends on if it's personal or if it's business. If it's business, if you want to sign to the label, all you need to do is get with your A&R. So your A&R is whatever next level DJ you know. So in your case, you would get with Boss and you would say, Boss, show me the contract. That's the magic word. It ain't really a whole lot to talk about. But before you get the contract, all right, there's a protocol. The protocol is real simple. You send in your music, the music gets approved, and then you get the contract, and then you sign the contract, you get onboarded. Now, if you're just wanting a feature from me, then you would just send an email to nextleveldjcoalition@gmail.com and be like, yo, this is what I want to do. Now, if you're wanting to build a personal relationship with me and do music with me, then you're going to just want to hit me on Instagram under Knox Bond and just hit me up, chop it up with me. Let's see what, you know, let's see how we vibe. All
right, bud. See that.
Hey, yo, Cash Out, man. Let the people know where they can find you, man.
Yo, you can find all major platforms, man. 3G's Cash Out. Facebook, find me on Facebook, Cash Out, Instagram, 3G's, Cash Out, Music. So I'm saying, so everything is getting redone and all as we speak. But it definitely should be up and lit real soon.
Hey, yo, Cash Out, man. Let the world know a little bit about locations.
Oh, man, yo. Man, first I want to say big shout out to my man Swing Fur, you know what I'm saying, for letting me get up on this joint. Well, drop the location, so you got a lot of people that be like talking a lot of nonsense and stuff, you know, a lot of internet shit, and I ain't with all that, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather just like live my life and do my own little shit, you know what I'm saying? But you only got that one negative person. You only got that one negative person that's trying to ruin you, but really don't want that type of action. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm gonna help you with that.
When you raise it up, they don't want no. They don't want to talk no more. They want to block you and all the extra shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. The first rule of life. Well, the first rule of life is don't stress what you can't change.
That's a fact. I definitely learned that though over the years growing. You know what I'm saying? I used to be a hard headed motherfucker. Still am a little bit. But I learned.
Yeah.
I definitely
that's
a lot.
You can't change. You can't control other people's actions. You know what I'm saying? You can't control what other people do, say, think, move, how they move, or what they do. So thereby, by my first rule of action, don't stress what you can't change. That means you got to let it go.
That's a fact.
Spend
Man.
Time on shit that matters.
That's a fact.
He's dropping gems, y'all. I hope everybody's listening. We got about 3 minutes left. We're going to go overtime. Callers, do not hang up. If you hang up, you can't call back. Hey, yo, let's drop this location. Introduce your track, my guy.
Hey, yo, man. Let's swing firm, man. If you drink 3G's Cash Out, man, drop your location, man. Shout out to the old nine, man. Shout out to Castro. Man, you know what I'm saying? Great engineer for having me. That's a fact, man.
Let's get it then.
They say the static, my nigga, but never dropping their location. They say the static, my nigga, but never dropping their location. We gonna pull up our pop, we gon' crash it. We can go in and say no name. Heard they mad, they came last in this race. Fix up and better watch what you say. Told these niggas better stay in your lane. Nigga, we ain't come here to play. They said it's static, my nigga, but never dropping any location. We gonna pull up, my pop, we gon' crash it. You can come here, they ain't no name. Heard they mad, they came last in this race. Fix it up and better watch what you say. Told these niggas better stay in your lane. Nigga, we ain't come here to play. I'm doing your dirty, my dirty. Niggas, we furry, came in with the pain. So I had to turn your little ass to a stain. Niggas driving and swerving and skirting through lanes. Doubts, you only hard in the paint. Second chance on myself, ain't no thing. Super red, it's got me feeling like Drake. Straight my bitch shopping, had a feeling like Cash out, empty hammers for days. Niggas really want beef and they're telling our names. Don't play no sports, but got balls in her face. Turn a fat nigga into shit. Rocks in the cot, you don't know about time. Too slow to get caught in that pressure, get high. Bitch, none of my niggas gon' die. My money can stop for the bail every time. They said it's static, my nigga, but never dropping any location. We gonna pull up, my pop, we gon' crash it. You can go in, they ain't no name. Heard they mad, they came last in this race. Fix it up and better watch what you say. Told these niggas better stay in your lane. Nigga, we ain't come here to play.
They ain't really outside, I'm nah. The captain, the nigga get crushed. Hitting their thugs, this ain't really what they want. Pull up on the side like rock up my baby. This 4-5 stuff and niggas in blunt. Pull up the same size of plank, and if I don't got it, nigga, you gon' get cut. Ayo,
they said it's static, my nigga, but never dropping any location. We gonna pull up, my pop, we gon' crash it. You can go in, they ain't no name. Heard they mad, they came last in this race. Fix it up and better watch what you say. Told these niggas better stay in your lane. Nigga, we ain't come here to play. They said it's static, my nigga, but never dropping any location. We gonna pull up, my pop, we gon' crash it. You can go in, they ain't no name. Heard they mad, they came last in this race. Fix it up and better watch what you say. Told these niggas better stay in your lane. Nigga, we ain't come here to play.
Twerking on camera, ooh. All the cake need candles, ooh. Twerking on camera, ooh. All the cake need candles, ooh. Twerking on camera, 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 sipping on Fanta, spilling out pajamas, ooh. You got them famished, drop it like ambles. All the cake need candles, ooh. You can get ate like a sandwich. Shorty got a taste for bananas. She turned my face to Atlantis. All the cake need candles, ooh. Lights, camera, action. Bust it down like fraction. Drop it low like caption. All the cake need napkins, ooh. Twerking on camera, twerking on camera. Blowing like gamma. Get to stepping like Pamela. Light it up like an ambulance. Twerking on camera. All the cake need candles, ooh. Twerking on camera. All the cake need candles, ooh. Twerking on camera, 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 twerking on camera.
All the cake need icing. Twerk it on camera for your friends. Hoping they put it on VGM. Go DJ, yeah, that's my jam. Go DJ, yeah, that's my fan. They love how you built. Twerking for the film. Can't stop the silk. All the cake need milk. Twerking on camera. Ooh. All the cake need candles. Ooh. Twerking on camera. All the cake need candles. Twerking on camera, twerking on camera, twerking on camera. Ooh, yeah. Twerking on camera, twerking on camera, twerking on camera. Ooh, twerking on camera. Ooh, all the cake need candles. Ooh, twerking on camera. Ooh, all the cake need candles. Ooh, twerking on camera, twerking on camera, twerking on camera. Ooh, twerking on camera, twerking on camera, twerking on camera. Ooh.
Man, you either tuned in or you tuned out. If you called in and you on the line, do not hang up because you can't call back. We here. We overtime. Knox Bond, man. Hey, yo, man, that's working on camera. I could see that going crazy on TikTok. No cap.
Man, I appreciate that. You know, that's a song that I made the beat for.
Official. Official. Definitely it rocks. Definitely it rocks. I can see a lot of people twerking on camera. You feel me?
You know what I mean? It's that TikTok. You know, the funny thing is, I figured out, that's another algorithm that I figured out. I've had 50 people make videos for my songs on TikTok with nothing that I don't know. Let me explore. It's not like I did a contest and people responded to the contest, or I asked people to make a video. What I did is I created songs specifically for TikTok, uploaded them,
right,
and then I did it correctly. So there have been 50 videos made from those songs.
Right. Hey, yo, Knox, man. I ain't even going to hold you. These callers is here. You ready to take these next callers? We got a few of them here waiting.
I'm going to take every call.
Let's get it then. Yo, caller, who are you? Where you from? And what do you do? We here with Knox Bond. What's the vibe?
What's good? What's good? What's good? It's your boy, M-Man Trayvon, representing Minnesota, representing Boss Body Entertainment, man. It's your boy, M-Man Trayvon, man. I do a show with For the Record, man, so shout out For the Record. We do here every Saturday, 8 p.m. We also do a podcast, you know, on Anchor and Spotify. I actually just dropped the episode today. So what's up, Flock, man? How you doing, man? What's up, Knox? I've listened the whole time, man. You're real inspiring, man. Everything you out here talking some good shit, man. I definitely like the song you played earlier, the 32 song. That was pretty dope, man. But yeah, once again, I'm out here in Minnesota. I'm a rapper. I'm also a president of my team. We call Boss Body Entertainment. We're a record label, we're a group, we're a team. We do music. I have a guy who sings, he does engineering. Also have a guy who makes beats. His name is Kyle Bedberry. He goes by DJ Killer Beat or Bedberry Music. And my other guy goes by Cody Go Crazy. So we're a whole team. I got a guy named El Breezy in the team too. We all together, man. We all make music. That's what we do.
Hey, yo, Knox.
Yeah, that's dope, bro. That's dope.
Yo, Knox.
You're
Yo, Knox.
Yeah.
Yo, this guy, yeah. These guys right here, man, I ain't even going to lie. They hungry. You feel me? They know each other. It's not like they're a bunch of new cats. Like, they know each other. The energy, I've been in the same conversation in the room with them, and these guys really want this. You know what I'm saying? You got any good advice to give these young men, these entrepreneurs, you feel me, these independent artists? Because you used to be them at one point and trying to build an empire. These guys are trying to build an empire. What you think?
All right, so I got to answer that the first way. You asked a very specific question. I got to tell you how Nipsey Hussle told me. The first thing you have to do is get an in-house studio. And that's straight from Nipsey Hussle. And that's what he said, rest in peace, you know what I'm saying, to Nipsey. But that's the first thing, is you have to get an in-house studio. Now, for myself, the first rule that I give all of my artists is you have to find a way to make money that has nothing to do with the music industry. And you have to understand that what you're trying to do is buy your way into a position somebody else owns that they don't want you to have. When that changes your mentality and your approach, then you need a team. You need a massive team. It's a little bit different now in 2022 because our doors are open. We took out all of the bullshit, the finessing, the scams, you know, and we made it about breaking artists, breaking DJs, creating great music and doing everything we can to promote and market it without having a budget. So, you know, we're the only company in existence where you can get moves made without a budget. So again, all artists, you don't have to do it by yourself. You can come to reallifemusicllc.com. You can submit your music to nextleveldjcoalition@gmail.com. We have a unbiased rating system, and if it makes it over an 8, then we offer you a deal with the 50-50 net profit split, which means it's the best deal in the industry. Labels pay 8 to 12%. Like Eminem gets 12, right? So if you know, you know, it's 50%, and we don't play. Again, like there's a whole industry that was set up by design, and I'm gonna give you one example. All right, there's no such thing as a masters in today's sense of the word. And what I mean by that, what a master's used to be is back in the day of reel to reels, when you were recording, you actually had a physical end product that was on a reel to reel, like the same way with movies. They have a physical end product that there's like a one of one end product. That was the master. So when you hear about Suge and Eazy-E fighting over a master, that was over the law of possession. Who has it is who's in possession only, right? That was a physical master. But we're talking about digital recording, so a master doesn't exist. So record labels had to basically come up with a way to make it fit, because there is no master recording, because songs are completely easy to duplicate, and you can't tell which one was the original until Ethereum and blockchain technology and all of that came along, right? Yeah. So basically what there is a copyright, okay? There's no such thing as masters and publishing. That was created by a music industry that it benefits. Because if you ask Snoop Dogg about publishing, I just saw an interview where he said he hasn't gotten a publishing check to this date, to 2022, in his entire career, he has not gotten a publishing check. Why? Because they created a separate fucking publishing based off of this and that. It's goofy. It's not real. It doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is a copyright. Your copyright of your music is your masters, your publishing, your royalties, everything. It's all rolled into your United States government copyright. All right? Now, there's a couple things that almost nobody seems to know about copyrights that would answer their question before they asked it. Okay. So the first thing about a copyright, this is factual. You can look it up yourself at uscopyright.gov. A copyright is non-divisible. Now, people don't own copyrights. They've never filled out a form, so they don't understand that. What that means is that nobody can split masters. If you go to Jay-Z's music, their copyright says copyright Def Jam. If you go to Kanye's music, it says copyright Def Jam. If you go to any artist who is signed to any major label, I don't care how independent they have portrayed themselves to be, it says not the artist name, but the record label name. So right. Copyright Def Jam, right?
On behalf because of copyright.
Yes, right, or exclusive license to such and such.
Right.
So, but the copyright is what unlocks what's called the revenue streams. I think there's 11 different revenue streams that are unlocked from a copyright. And so if you don't own the copyright, then you can't collect those streams, period. The money will sit there forever until somebody owns a copyright. The way I found out is by making an account on Sound Exchange, going to collect my money and finding out you don't own the copyright, we're not paying you shit.
Yeah.
So it's like when somebody doesn't own a copyright, that tells me as a business executive, so you're not even to the level where you've collected a check from Sound Exchange. Because I know that for a fact, because you have to get a copyright in response to Sound Exchange policy. You see what I'm saying? It's by design. When you get to that point, you find out on your own, oh, shit, I can't collect this money. They tell me I have to have a copyright. Then you have to go get a copyright. Once you get a copyright, you find out it's non-divisible. It can't be divided. One person or one company has to own it. Like, that's just how it works. The only way you can divide a copyright is if you created another company with you as co-owners specifically to own copyrights. It's the only way that any two people could ever own copyrights, all right? So now, now that the copyright is taken care of and you want to copyright it, nope, you cannot, as an artist, copyright music you don't own. And I don't mean lease, and I don't mean that you buy the beat. So good luck talking to a producer, but you have to do it. You have to figure out a way to offer enough leverage with a producer to be able to have them turn over not a lease, not a royalty-free purchase, but ownership of that beat to where you own it outright, lock, stock, and barrel with no questions. Now you own the beat and you own your music, and if you have a feature – you have to get them to sign a contract that says, I turn over and give away ownership of my material to your company. And then you can take all of that together and you can go copyright the song. That's the business. That's the business. Like, and I'm going to tell you the fact. Last quarter in 2021, all right, out of the 100,000 plus songs that were released last quarter in 2021, only 4,400 and some change were properly registered with Sound Exchange. And I know that because I'm on Sound Exchange's business list or whatever it is where they notify us of their stock and all that shit. So that's the type of competition you have if you do it right.
That's man, great. Dropped a whole hell of game just now, y'all. If y'all tap man, dropping gems. Yo, Trey, you caught all that, G?
Definitely caught all that, man.
I know a lot of people could have used that info, period. That's for the record.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo, Trey, man, let me ask you a question, man. Know this song right here?
Hey, tell them we ready, man. Stop playing with these niggas, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Damn, I ain't even playing anything of it. You know that song?
Oh, yeah, that's the shit right there.
Hey, yo, let Knox Bond know, man, what you do. Give your social media out one more time and introduce your song, brother.
What's good? It's your boy, M-Man Trayvon, the president of Boss Body Entertainment, man, local M-Man rap artist. The song you just heard was Detroit Flow by L. Breezy featuring myself. You can go ahead and get that song on any platform, anywhere. Just look up L. Breezy or look up Trayvon, and it's Detroit Flow. You can call me on any platform. That is M-N. Trayvon. Let's get it, Flock.
Hey, tell them we ready, man. Stop playing with these niggas, man.
Smoking on that dope on the way to hit a lick. Slip my bitches dancing when we shoot, she don't trip. He took eight to the chest, left two in the clip. Ran up close range, let him go, then I dip. I got the wishing pills, yeah, get your ass lit. Big scope on the top, and you can get your ass chipped. So some shit to a Finny took his very last hit. At the trap house with the dog, got 100 of them pits. Have I just come through a bitch, I whip up on some bricks. She got pills in the pussy, and the loud in the tits. So the club drywall, shit, it is what it is. He came back the next week, talk about he need a brick. Shit fucked up, can't die broke, bitch, I had to give my pucks up. Never hiding if you looking for me, bitch, what's up? Shorty looking thick ass, getting like a dump truck. Hit you in your shit, have you looking like a dumb fuck.
What's up, go and get your bucks up, dumb slut, shut up, face down, buns up, what's up, blunts up, young nigga running.
chains by the pool. Throw a man, go again, ghost his ass like a rider. Dragon breath, spitting fire, killing shit, Michael Myers. Telling birds, get a fire, yeah, I'm hyper, getting higher. Only time lying when I'm tired, no liar, haha. Let me slow it down for you niggas. I can get you whacked for a couple pounds, my nigga. Don't know me, cause I don't be around no niggas. Don't mean that this ain't my town, little niggas, it's Trey.
Man, like I said, them young cats is working hard. You could catch them on Saturday nights, you feel me, on For The Record Radio, man. I'm trying to see what's going on. These guys got a vision, you know what I mean? They definitely hungry. So, yo, Knox Bond, man, I know I got you 15 minutes, 16 minutes overtime, man. I definitely appreciate your time, brother. Yo, we got two callers left. You trying to take them?
Yeah, listen, you know, everything relies on integrity, on being a person of your word. When you say something, you got to do it, right? So everybody heard me say I'm finna take every call. You know what I'm saying? So that's uh-huh. done.
Let's get it. Yo, caller, who are you, where you from, and what do you do? We live. Overtime, baby.
What? This is Paul Man. How you doing, man?
What up, baby?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I just got a new phone today, so it's pretty awesome phone too. So,
ooh, what kind of phone you got?
Man, those iPhone $3,000 phones, man.
No, it's nothing like that. It's I mean, it's fairly inexpensive, but it's but it looks like it is because it's a Motorola, and this one has a really great camera on it. You can videotape, you know, video record two cameras at one time, front and rear, and it even has night vision on it, so you can even take pictures at night and everything. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen a phone with night vision.
Yeah, that's
dope. I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's called, it's called G-Stylo 5G, so if you ever want to check that out sometime, you check out the reviews. I mean, everybody really raves about it, so.
Okay. Definitely going to check that out. Yo, Paul, let my man know what you do for the independent artists here on For The Record Radio.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a show. It's called Paul Mash TV, and what I do is I interview independent artists and help get them some exposure because, as you know, the independent artists have a hard time getting that exposure, and I help with that a little bit. All they need is a program called Zoom, and I also require that they send me a music video from YouTube, and I put it all together, and I'll get the interview to you in an hour. The interview itself is only about 5 or 10 minutes or so, and everybody loves the show. I even interviewed Plot Gaza here twice, and I interviewed King Kush once, a couple others here on For The Record Radio, and everybody just raves about it and wants to come back more than once. So so if anybody or even if you want to come back on the show sometime, you know, you're always welcome to, and I'll see if I can pitch you in sometime.
Yeah, awesome. That'd be dope. Furthermore, like I said, go ahead and go to nextleveldjcoalition.com. And click on where it says DJ registration. There's a form there where the DJs fill it out, and you fill out the DJ registration, and join our family, bro. But, yeah, we can definitely schedule a call. Just get up with Boss, and Boss will let me know when he wants to put it on the schedule.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Flock will tell you how to get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, so if you're on Facebook, too, we can – chat a little bit and see if we can work something out. I'll be happy to.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll definitely be in touch and figure out what we can do to work together.
Hey, yo, Knox,
okay,
say
well,
your website
good,
one more time. I got somebody
okay.
in my inbox like telling them to say the website one more time.
Okay, well, if you want to check me out, I'm sorry, you're talking to him? I apologize.
Sorry, Paulie. Yeah, Knox Bond, your website.
Okay, we got two websites. One of them is nextleveldjcoalition.com, or you can go to Google and type in DJ Coalition. We're the top one because we're the number one DJ Coalition on Google. You know what I'm saying? Syndication.
That's
fine. The other one is... So Dan, if you're really high and you don't remember what the name of it is, just go to Google. You remember it's a DJ Coalition. Just type in DJ Coalition. We're the first one. You know what I'm saying? So go there and talk my shit.
or
they, like
real
yeah.
life music, or reallifemusicllc.com.
You heard? Make sure y'all stay in tune. Hey, yo, Paulie, I got this song that I want to play. I know you ain't heard it, but I definitely want you to stay in tune. You heard?
Okay. Well, I know I gave you a new song to play. I hope you'll play that one day.
Oh, I got you, Paulie. I'm going to put that in my next mix. I'm holding that one. That was actually a good song. Oh, what was that artist's name again?
His name was Mouth, M-O-U-F, and the song, name of the song is Chicken Room. It's a pretty awesome song,
yeah.
I thought. I thought you would appreciate it.
Yeah, I definitely did, yo, Paulie. I appreciate everything you do for us here at For the Record. You already know we're going to connect everything. We're going to connect the dots. You know, I'm going to make that chat room with my man Knox Bond and you so y'all can get connected, all right?
Well, sounds good, Flock.
Let's get it. You know what? I only got one word to say. Callers, do not hang up. That one caller, don't you dare hang up. I see you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm a child of Judah. I know how to move ya or remove your medulla. I'm wild and my screws loose. Connected like Bluetooth. Been hustling since news group. I jumped through a few groups. Hallelujah. I'm a child of Judah. I know how to move ya or remove your medulla. I'm wild and my screws loose. Connected like Bluetooth. Been hustling since news group. I've jumped through a few hoops. Real life. Hallelujah, yeah. My tea kept in a cooler, yeah. My dentist is my jeweler, ooh. And those diamonds on a spooler, 3D, pop out, see me, the dropout, yeah. Never graduated, but I made it through the lost route, I'm cooling, all this gas, I'm refueling, all this diesel like dualies, I feel like people are foolish, easily led and unruly, but I'm lifting weight like a pulley, going at their head like a scully, set them up and knock them down like bowling, hey. How these rappers sick of bars like Paroli. Shout out to Tony, we gettin' that guacamole. Whoa, they slippin', sleepin' on me, poison a Kobe. They sippin' fentanyl, I watch as all those boys OD. Hey, hallelujah, I'm a child of Judah. I know how to move ya, or remove your medulla. I'm wild and my screws loose, connected like Bluetooth. Been hustlin' since news group, I jumped through a few groups. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm a child of Judah. Judah. I know how to move ya, or remove your medulla. I'm wild and my screws loose, connected like Bluetooth. Been hustling since news group, I've jumped through a few hoops.
Chill up the back, knock out the pocket, don't need me a bat. Skipped all the classes, I graduate, count up the bag. But her name is Ms. Marissa, she can kiss all of my ass. All of these payments is doing, she making no bet. She behind on the rent, she can sell her the ass. Sit in the corner, then wait on the back. On the burn and the pain, and then sit in the corner and wait on the path. Got a calculator, cash like I'm great with the math. I speed the money, I break up the dash. Certified lover for a drink in the past. Hopped out of prison with millions of ass. Hopped out of feelings, I slipped in the ass. And I slept with on niggas and miles in the dash. Dash, Roscoe, no hands. She studied hypergamy, no bands, no romance. Cause she wanted a bag that's from Italy. Gotta work for this bag, what it's finna be. Cause she sucking for free, cause she enemy. And she swallow up all of my enemies. College general with identity. $1 billion brand energy.
Hallelujah. I'm a child of Judah. I know how to move ya, or remove your medulla. I'm wild and my screws loose. Connected like Bluetooth. Been hustling since news group. I jumped through a few groups. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm a child of Judah. Judah. I know how to move ya, or remove your medulla. I'm wild and my screws loose, connected like Bluetooth. Been hustling since news group, I've jumped through a few hoops. True.
Yeah, you already know what it is. For the Record Radio, you either tuned in or you tuned out, baby. Hey, yo, Knox Bond, what was the vibe recording that real quick?
Bro, listen, that song, it's not even just recording. I think you can hear the vibe recording it, but I want people to understand it's a real-life vibe that happened at the music video and at the concert. Like, when you play that song, it's like a Soul Train line where everybody just wants to dance and have fun and have, it's like really, really good vibes, and it turns
a concert to a party. And you know what I'm saying? It's just really, really dope. On that note, I do have an announcement. I'm going to make it here live on 40 Record Radio. This has not been announced anywhere else. I'm looking at the flyer right now. We just got it back. Trail Bond, which is myself and my business partner, Trail Hill, has been booked to perform at Dogecoin's official festival, Dogecoinza, April 23rd in Sugar Land, Texas, at Constellation Show. So pull out.
Wow. Yo, congratulations, my guy. Yo, y'all working. If they say you're not working, they some hating ass motherfuckers, man. Yo.
Man, we both been working, you know?
For real, though. Something serious, yo. Well, before we get out of here, I want to take this last caller. We're going to take the plane down to Seattle. Hopefully it's not raining. Hey, yo, my man, what's the vibe, baby?
What's going on, fellas, man?
Let the world know who you are, man. What's good?
What's dragging? Yo, man, shout out to y'all, man. Definitely a dope show so far. And I've been anxious to get on. Y'all see the best of life. King Kush Money in the building, man, a.k.a. BKA Mr. Seattle. Shout out to the whole team, man. Shout out to y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing, man. And I do my thing every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast Field right here, man, for Record Radio with these independent artists matters the most. The control room, baby. What they do.
Man, we here.
Yeah,
we
bro.
Not
you understand? We got the... Yeah, we got to bring the whole family over. You know what I'm saying? We got to just, with the whole For the Record family, just put them under the next level umbrella, and we just going to rock like that, man. I fuck with all y'all. Listen, every one of y'all called in, and I want you to know I see and I recognize that, and I appreciate it. It shows me that y'all are working, and y'all are working together to build up the company. I think it's beautiful.
Man, we appreciate
bond in the building, man. Real talk, man. That's real talk, man. You know, we are ready. We are a conglomerate.
For real, though. For real. We definitely got each other's back, man. We all not in the same state either. That's the whole thing.
Right.
We not in the same state. Everybody in a whole different state. You know what I mean? And we talk to each other every day, even if it's a text, just to see how we doing.
Right.
You know, it's a support group. It's not just a For the Record thing, you know, with the DJ and we spin it. Nah. We support each other even on some regular humanity shit. Like, we sit back and think about the world and, damn, how this shit like this and have deep conversations. You feel me? So the love is definitely real, and that I appreciate that shit, that you recognize that for the record.
You, bro.
For real.
I love you niggas,
real,
too, man, on some real shit.
For real,
man. Real for real.
We got us, and that's for the record. You heard? I don't just say that shit. We really got us, and that's for the record.
Real life and no life. You know what I mean? It's real talk.
100.
Man. Hey, yo, Kush, man. You think
Nightrun
knows anything? Yo, you think he know anything about that Gaza Kush?
I don't know, man, but I hope he do, man. If you don't, my brother, man, you gonna find out. But I think you know,
yo,
man. Actually, I know you
might.
Know. I know he know. He know.
He got to
he
know.
Know.
He has to
he
know. He got
Come
to
on.
Know. Hey, yo, Knox, you know about that Gaza Kush?
I'm about to.
Oh, shit. Hey, yo, we going to end the night with this right here. Hey, yo, Knox Bond was in the building for the record. Mindstar Monday. Y'all know the vibes. Hey, yo, brother, I appreciate your time. Yo, shout out to all the next level DJs, man. Y'all keep doing, keep supporting this, man. We going to keep supporting each other. This is just what we do. Hey, yo, Mr. Seattle, I hope it don't rain tomorrow. But, right, y'all better roll that shit, because this is that guy's a cook.
Who's smoking that Gaza Kush? Who's smoking that Gaza Kush? kush. Smoking and smoking, I got the kush, yeah.
I move around without a sound. Ask you where I'm from. Yeah, that boogie down. Ain't no time telling when you start sweating and your name's mentioned. This is for the record. That guy that cuss, no half stepping. You don't bother me. I stay repping. I'm hood to hood. Block to block. Fly guys and I never stop. From the bottom, but I'm on the top. That guy that cuss. My people watch. Who's talking? That guy that cuss. Talking and talking. That guy that cuss. Yeah. Who's talking? That guy that cuss. Talking and talking. That guy that cuss. Yeah. Who's talking? That guy that cuss. Talking and talking. That guy that cuss.
Radio and we in the building. Right. We on 7 days a week. Come and catch a feeling. You can get to know us. We over here building. Smoking Gaza Kush, bruh. That's the way you live in the control room. 6 p.m. Wednesdays. That's West Coast time, so pimp bring a feeling.
Oh, we're back too.
You know we steady smoking good. When I'm in my old school, I'm gripping on the wood. 412, and you know we bumping guys are good. Presidential 43, call it Mr. Bruce.
That's right.
You ain't smoking guys are cuss. You ain't smoking good. Bullshit. The best newest strand out. Get you some good. The plug in the trigger's growing on the Northwest. With your chest, we got some good growers.
Nah,
we got the best. CAC low, 50%, nothing less.
Right.
So when you take a pull, it's hard to keep it in your chest. Even a true smoker couldn't keep it in his chest. Just an instant high, and it's bringing good vibes. Smoking like a chief, I'm coming with that king tribe. Meditation with the earth, and then you make your move. Next move, best move, you always keep it smooth. Be that good shit, right. The one and true kush. I am him, I am less. So you getting high, oh, you could believe it. Guys, a kush tour coming, I could see that. So you getting high, oh, you could believe it. Guys, a kush tour coming, I could see that. Let's get it, nigga. Guys, a kush. Coming to a weed store near you. Let's get it. Yeah. Yeah. Gossip Kush, come on.